a lot of problems with them trying to get the clearance to launch one of these things. The next one he launches will have a booster, and the Starship itself, booster, is designed. They're both designed to come back and land on Earth, but this first flight, they're both going to go in the drink in the Pacific Ocean. Booster will come down and land, I guess, in the Atlantic Ocean, and the Starship will continue around Hawaii and come back in the Pacific Ocean. And Elon Musk will be happy if they can get this thing off the ground. And then they have other ones that they're developing. I mean, they're in full swing, like mass production in this Boca Chica, Texas. I think he's got, six or seven of them planned or, in development now, almost ready to go. Problem is he doesn't have all the engines. He needs like 27 engines for a booster. And he needs seven engines, three of different type, one regular engines and three vacuum producing capability engines. Six on the Starship itself, and if he wants to really get into one flight after the other, he's going to have to start mass producing these things. So in the home area of Texas where he makes these Starship engines, he's really cranking up the crew down there to try to mass produce these things, I guess. He's got to mass produce them like he makes mass produces the Tesla cars, I guess. That's probably what's going on, to try to make so many of these things. I guess if he gets to the point where they could be reusable, of course he won't have that problem. But I have a feeling he's gonna destroy quite a few of these before he gets that far. Any comments or questions? WS2N for the SpaceNet report for the TechNet. Any comments? If not, we'll turn it back to where I'm looking at the time. We are up to 11 o'clock. Nothing heard. And we'll be back next week. With another update. I hope the James Webb Space Telescope, it does well. I think it's one day. Tomorrow is the last day. It'll go into the halo orbit. We'll follow that intently next week, see how that's doing. It's got another couple of months of commissioning, they call it, setting up the mirrors, fine-tuning the mirrors, and eventually bringing the four detecting instruments on board the spacecraft, bringing that to life, and then hopefully we'll get first light pictures probably within around 4 months. Over to you, Roy. This is Paul for WS2N for the TechNet. Back to you, Roy.
AC2GS, thank you, Paul. Thank you for the TechNet. All that you do in it, thank you for the SpaceNet report, and certainly thank you for all that you do for the club. My understanding was that they hope to have it operational and fully calibrated by April, so I'm looking forward to that. Also, I took the opportunity to take a look at ABL Space Systems. Apparently, none of their acronyms mean anything as far as anyone knows. The company hasn't disclosed what RS-1 means, what GS-0 means, or even ABL. I sent you a copy of the article.
Yeah, isn't that bizarre? I read this about a year ago. It doesn't mean anything. Oh, okay, I just heard it pop up. I'll read it, Roy.
Okay, I don't know. NASA seems to be throwing money to everyone. I was thinking of asking if you want to join in and, form some kind of a space systems company, and maybe we could talk them into $10, $15 million just for us sitting around thinking about something.
Okay, yeah, we'll call it the TechNet Rocket Company. And this is not NASA money at all. Money is, you know, coming out of the Space Force, coming out of the NRO, National Reconnaissance Office. They launch satellites left and right. But military, but not NASA. You know, remember, NASA is separate. NASA's got their $23 billion a year, and then the space program for the military is twice that number. Whatever NASA is, it's always twice that number. That's, you know, NASA's nothing compared to the space industry that goes on with the, you know, now the Space Force, and, you know, it used to be Air Force, of course, and NRO. All that is twice the amount of money that NASA has. Like, they have the space plane that's up there, flying up there now. Eventually, it comes back and lands on a runway. Not one penny comes out is from NASA. You know, it's amazing. Back to you.
Yeah, we can call it TechNet Strategic Space Systems, and we'll double the asking price, $30 million. Is that sounds like a good idea, right?
Oh yeah. Okay, you could be the finance officer. This way, if when it goes wrong, they'll come after you. I'll be the CEO or something.
Okay, we'll see what we could work it out for. Well, if I'm really in an amused mood, I'll ask the federal government for the $30 million in cryptocurrency.
Oh, I heard that was crashing, Roy.
Oh, yeah, it's a mess. In my link page, there is a book review for a critical assessment of crypto coins. So anyone want to check roy.ac2gs.com? At the very bottom, it's a very funny book that really gives a skeptical view towards cryptocurrency. Anyway, I want to thank everyone who participated tonight. I certainly want to thank Paul again. I want to thank Ed, Wesley, Craig, John, Jim, Chris, a lot of people made it a very interesting experience. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I already got a bunch of emails from people who had a fun time, so that's great to hear. And I hope you'll join us again next Sunday when we try and do it all over again. Again, want to remind people that if you want to get in touch with me, an email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com. For any kind of questions, mailbag questions, topics for discussion, puzzles, or anything. If you want to get something over to Paul, his email address is spacenetreport@gmail.com. Please take a look at my link page. I have a whole bunch of interesting articles that you can peruse at your leisure for free. They'll be available 24/7 for the foreseeable future. You can get to it by typing in roy.ac2gs.com. There's always the audio stream of Glen Oaks that I provide that is available if you type into your browser technet.ac2gs.com. And, of course, there's always Mike KC2NJI's wonderful archive site, amateurradio.tv, where he has archives of the technical net going as far back as 2006 in September. So keep that all in mind. Let me drop for a second, and I'll be right back. Okay. As always, Dick, K2RIW, used to end these tech nets with something along the lines of be kind to each other. That is always good advice. It is especially good advice now. Hopefully Omicron will have peaked in the metropolitan area, but that doesn't mean it's gone. The infected rate is going down, but it's still rather high, and hospitalizations and deaths are high. So So please take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones. Take care of your hated ones. Take care of your neighbors. Take care of your strangers. Please, if you haven't been vaccinated, do be vaccinated. If you haven't been boosted, please be boosted. Be well, be safe, be happy, stay warm, and please come back next Sunday when, once again, we'll try and do this all over again. This is Roy AC2GS formally closing this episode of the Limark Technical Net, and I am clear.